Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Atlanta Eats on the radio.
It's Steak Shapiro and Jen Hobby on Star 94.
Steak, welcome back.
Great to see you.
Great to see you too. Hi. I've got some questions for you today about your methods of eating seafood.
Because this has been a topic. I did not know the level of intensity of this conversation. I thought we were going to, now we're talking about real personal stuff here. So do you have seafood on your mind?
Intimate, yes.
You grew up in Florida, right?
I grew up in Florida.
All right, so I grew up in New England.
Yeah, so both seafood places.
Yeah, so what was your go-to seafood places? Weren't eating lobster. You weren't eating lobster. See, I grew up with lobster and clam chowder. That's what I grew up with. What did you grow up eating?
So we grew up with scallops and shrimp.
Okay,
in Florida.
My wife's Louisiana, so she grew up with oysters and shrimp
in
the bayou,
and
right?
And as an adult, I've really grown to love raw oysters.
Okay.
And this was a discussion recently. Do you use the little tiny fork and scoop out your raw oysters?
Yeah.
Or do you slurp them?
Well, it depends who you're with. Right. If I'm with my family, I'm happy to slurp. Do you utilize the cracker as the vessel to carry the oyster?
Think that's rookie.
You think so?
If
I go to New Orleans and I sit in an oyster bar, a lot of folks are doing it on the crackers. It's also a lot healthier to just ixnay the processed food, which is the crackers, and just go raw oysters and get more raw oysters.
Right. And do you do the mignonette?
I like that word.
Do you go?
Good SAT word.
I
make the horseradish.
Horseradish
with a cocktail sauce and hot sauce.
A little squeeze of lemon.
Yeah,
100%.
Yeah, so the beauty about seafood is someone who loves that dining out as much as I do. There's nothing I hate worse than somebody that orders fast, is trying to get in and out of there. I love the whole process of dining, and seafood allows the process. There are places in Atlanta, they'll serve you a Maine lobster, and they're like, oh, we'll take all the meat out for you, won't even leave the shell. It's like, no, bro, give me the crackers, give me the little forky, let me get to work here. I got a cold beer, right? Yeah. I'm not in a hurry. I like the process, just said, and process of the oysters.
Bites. And when you work for it, seafood,
work for the bite.
It makes it even better.
It's like if you don't know crawfish, crawfish is a process to get that bite. You're all this work for it. In Louisiana, we're not in a hurry. We're drinking cold beer. We're at a crawfish boil.
Right.
You got a big, bucket of it in front of you. So you're a crab legs person as well, right?
Yes. There's nothing more satisfying to me than when you crack the perfect crab leg.
And then you pull out the perfect
long, meaty bite that slides out perfectly and it's not stuck.
Yep.
But the only reason it's satisfying is because you've screwed up the three or four you did before that.
You worked for something. So Atlanta Fish Market still does an awesome job with crab legs. Bonton on Myrtle Street, Cajun Vietnamese influences, which is awesome. Those are a couple places. CNS Seafood. They got three locations out. They're opening the new one right by the Battery because they were in Vinings, and they closed that one to move to a nicer one by the Battery. Then they have the Buckhead location. They got the Sandy Springs, Roswell Road, CNS Seafood. Maybe the best freshest seafood in town, but they do awesome crab legs as well. Girl Diver on the east side. I know you haven't been there because you're Miss OTP.
I'm kind of Miss Marietta these days.
I know you are. Listen, if you ever want to feel cool, go to East Atlanta. Go to Girl Diver.
Okay.
Fabulous chef. Their snow crab and Alaskan king crabs are awesome.
They're
an east side hotspot. Then there's the more commercial ones, but they do a great job. Juicy Crab. They put it in the plastic with the Juicy Crab sauce, which is super spicy. A place called Crab Queens on Peachtree Street does a great job as well.
Now, when you do your crab legs, are you going into the hot butter? Do you dip it?
I don't think there's
the
almost
butter,
no item I don't want to dip into hot butter, right? I could take the sneaker, this nice looking sneaker I have on. I could dip it in hot butter and still be this isn't bad, right? So I don't do it with oysters. But I'm doing it with lobster. Shrimp, I'm not afraid to either. Crab legs, for sure.
For sure.
Again, what I love about all that is just the process. It can be kind of sexy, depending if it's a date and you guys are there and you're working the succulent manner in which you attack those things, right?
See, we're getting personal today.
Yeah, I know. And listen, I know that's
how
Grant. Grant says he first fell in love with you over a late night crab legs. Watching you attack that. and he only started to imagine if this is how she gets after that. I can only imagine, like, a right, something like that. Anyway, watch Atlanta Eats Thursday night, 6 o'clock. Sunday mornings at 10:30. Follow me at Steak Shapiro. Some great food items I'm sampling all over town, and we're brought to you by my buddy John Foy. You know that
the strong arm.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Steak.
Have a great weekend.
You too.